program was recorded earlier.
Welcome to Hope in the Night, late night talk radio offering biblical hope and practical help, and on the air now for over 25 years. I'm Jeff Oliver, here with author and speaker June Punt. June, as you know, I have a couple of children in my home. Five.
Yeah, I do know that.
Five to be exact, and well, that's changing with graduations and things, but anyway, we have five, and we have, you know, if there's anything that seems like it's predictable, I guess, or constant, is that that if you have children around, there is always going to be some level of bullying among their friends or not such friends, or just as they go about life. And unfortunately, I'd like to tell them that that stops after you get a certain age, but it doesn't, does it?
You know, it's interesting that you say that, because many, I'd say probably most people, when they hear the word bullying, if they think about how the term bullying has been used, it's like the back door, or let's see, what is it? Like the backyard bully, or but it's kind of like with kids. I mean, it's pretty relegated to, oh, kids at school, here's this kid who bullies another kid. But that is not the case. In fact, I can think of one particular woman who was a model in Australia. And because of bullying, she was 40 years old, beautiful woman. But she started being cyberbullied, and she committed suicide. And, you know, you think, oh, my goodness. And some of it, right now, if you think about it, it very likely could be that you had a parent that targeted you, bullied you. That would be some of you listening right now. Certainly not all. And it's unfair. But, you know, just imagine, though, if you're on social media, and all of a sudden, here is your picture used to scare children. And it's not kids using your picture to scare children, it's adults. And this happened to Lizzie Velasquez, who was born with a very rare genetic disorder. And the disorder was such that even though she's age 30, she never weighed more than 62 pounds. She's never, because the disorder left her unable to gain weight. And therefore, this disorder left her with deformed facial features. And her skull was more deformed. Well, there was this cruel, and to me this is just absolutely cruel and inexcusable, because it should never be excused anyway, but there was a YouTube video that dubbed her the world's ugliest woman. Wow. Now here she has a chronic illness. This is not of her choosing. But the interesting thing about Lizzie Velasquez is that she used the mockery that she was mocked, she was made fun of. She has had words of faith. And for some, she has been a champion for the disabled. And for others that are receiving the cruelty of those who don't care who they hurt, but they want either laughter at anyone else's expense or notoriety, or they want a reaction and they think it's funny. It's a sense of gratification for them. So after she graduated from college, she became an author, writing several books to bring hope to those who've been abused. And understand, if you're talking about bullying, those who are bullied, it's typically not a even playing field. There are those who are targeted often are either weaker physically or psychologically. It's like, and when I say targeted, I mean targeted again and again. It's not just a one-time event. And tragically, as our culture can easily disregard the sanctity of life, the dignity of the human being as God intended, well, this is where this controversial app called TikTok launched a new teacher challenge, but it pretended to FaceTime their child's new teacher. And you think, well, that could be helpful to see what your teacher looks like, but they didn't send the actual picture. They would, in this case, the really cruel posted pictures of Velasquez and others with disabilities were used. And when the kids would cry out in shock or in fear, their parents laughed and posted it on TikTok. This is cruel. This is where we need to take a stand. And perhaps we can talk about this more a little later, because there are some tragic suicides that take place because of this.
Do you want to become a better people helper? Maybe you have loved ones, friends, or acquaintances facing difficult challenges. You want to help, but you just don't know what to do or how to give them the support they need. The Lifeline to Hope self-study course is designed for people like you. This is a 10-session video course on biblical caregiving that will equip you to become a better people helper. As you complete this course at your own pace, you'll learn how to provide effective care and support to others without being overwhelmed yourself. This comes from professional instruction with leading experts on biblical caregiving, effective listening, relationship skills, self-care, and more. God can use you to change lives. For a limited time, save 50% off the self-study with the coupon code HOPEINTHENIGHT. Learn more and order this course at lifelinetohope.org. That's lifelinetohope.org.
Would you like to talk to June Hunt about a situation in your life? Consider having that conversation on a future broadcast of Hope in the Night, and let June help you discover practical help that's grounded in God's truth. Your story will be heard on all of our radio affiliates, and of course, we protect your privacy by providing you with a different name. And as it happens often in our program, when you share your story, you might help someone else find biblical hope and practical help for their life. It's ministry multiplied. For an opportunity to talk with June Hunt on Hope in the Night about an issue, a hurt, a relationship, or some other concern in your life, call 800-NIGHT-17. That's 800-644-4817. And remember, there are no hopeless situations, only people who have grown hopeless. There really are biblical solutions for all of life's struggles. Don't wait. Call tonight. 800-NIGHT-17. 800-644-4817.
Welcome back. I'm Jeff Oliver, and you are listening to Hope in the Night. We're a ministry of hope for the heart, and we just want to thank you for your prayers and support of this ministry. If you'd like to know how to support this ministry, we would love to have you visit hopefortheheart.org. That's hopefortheheart.org. There you'll find the donate button there on the homepage, and it's very easy to do that either on your computer or your smartphone. And if you would prayerfully consider that support of Hope for the Heart. Our customer support team can be reached at 800-488-HOPE. Now, they're available Monday through Friday, 8 to 5 Central Time, and they can help guide you to God's hope through our resources. One resource I'd like to recommend to you, as June was just talking about the topic of bullying, we have the Keys for Living called Bullying, Bullied No More. And that's available again as you get in touch with our customer support team. You can order that from them at 800-488-4673. If there's something going on in your life and you'd like June to talk to you about that and just get God's word and God's heart on that issue, please give us a call and you can be on a future broadcast of Hope in the Night. The number is 800-NIGHT-17. That's 800-NIGHT-17. And just call and leave a message so we can get right back and schedule you for the next available Hope in the Night. That's 800-NIGHT-17 or 800-644-4817. We want to get to our caller for tonight. She listens to us online. They're from Massachusetts. And tonight we have Lydia.
Hello, Lydia. Welcome to Hope.
Yeah, hi, good evening, June. How are you?
Wonderful, thank you. How can we help you?
Well, I've been on your program before, and I just love your wisdom. So I just thank you for everything you do. I appreciate
you. You're very thoughtful. Thank you. So what's happening?
Okay, so backtrack to the year 2020, when I first got the job as the lab control. The first day of work, and I have no clues, like the people or anything about them or any contact with them. And just right blatantly, they just started, saying all this accusations, and I had no idea who they are, where they're coming from, or why are they even saying all this stuff.
Now, you said people.
A lot of other people heard it too. So,
okay, Lydia, you said people, and you said you don't know who they are. How are you hearing, or some people hearing?
The hospital is like the ventilation system. So a lot of people they do things like they're watching or they do surveillance stuff. So it all comes through the voices, they all come through the ventilation system, so you can hear them loud and clear.
Wow.
But we don't know their faces or what they look like, so that's the big issue for me. I can't talk to them, and they won't talk to me. They won't do anything. They just harass and harass all the way through. So,
So
now, the manager left after the HR talked to them recently. And a lot of other people, like one of the shift lead in the morning also left, Angie, as we call her, and some other people just left and right. The people come and goes, and a lot of people also say the place is just not fair. It's a lot of they don't have any respect for the people who work there, who comes in new. They just trash talk a lot of things and do a lot of just no respect at all. And they just blatantly say things to you and really, really bad languages, foul languages, and you don't know where it's coming from and why they're doing this. It's just the way it's been there. It's just so much. And to the point that, people leaving left and right, and on top of it, that they don't know how to deal with those things. They don't, I was telling the employee health, and then said, they're just BSing you, and, they don't really care, to the bottom. So they told me to file, a discrimination thing against them, but I don't know. I just don't know if that's, even a positive thing or no. There's replications regarding, so that's why I'm hesitant in doing it.
Well, help me understand, what have you tried to do, even if it's not been successful, what have you tried to do as a result?
Yeah, so I try, calling the manager, the HR, pretty much just anybody who can help, but so far there's nothing. I mean, one of the employee health, they're just saying, they're just BSing you, they're not really taking this seriously. They're just, I don't know.
Well, it doesn't matter. The point is, if it's going on, it's wrong. Are there company policies that or hospital policies, like when you have were first employed, were there like a code of ethics or code of behavior or anything like that?
Right. So they do like a lot of like the computer works, like, you know, sexual harassment, all kinds of like, you know, those paperwork.
Mm-hmm.
But then like, you know, all of this, like, it's not me that's doing it. It's them. And they don't have any responsibility, like accountability in order to fix it. So I don't know.
Okay, so does this happen exclusively to you, or is it? Are there others there that it's happened to that are currently employed?
Well, so far, like in my department, like they all trash talk about everybody, but mine, it seems like more severe. Like I'm singled out, like a lot of like the trainings, and they cover up like so badly, like, you know, like when they schedule somebody calls off and doesn't come to work, so they have me put in the staff position, and supposedly like every position they should have at least 2 weeks, but because of the COVID they said they're fast tracking it, but then it's like it's not right because other people who gets like more than a day or two, and why I just get a day here and a day there, and then they pull me off of the training again and have me do something else. So it's like just, and then I told them that I want this person to train me, but then they just, you know, switch it off again and doing something else. So it's just so much irresponsibility or whatever you call it. It's not right. It's just so wrong.
Mm-hmm. So have you talked with any other individual who is a victim of this, or
like this guy, he's also like in the same boat, I guess. He like talked to the HR and the employee health, employee relations, and all that, and then finally he just gave up, even though he was promised a job somewhere else, but transferred or something. But then later found out he just left. He went somewhere else. So it's like, you know. And he said the same thing, like, there's just so much unfairness, so much.
Mm-hmm. Well, there are two things I'm thinking of. One being that if you can, I don't know if you're able to do this, but to actually have a recorder where you're recording things that periodically that you're hearing, so you have an example, and if that meaning so that it can be heard by others, meaning a responsible person. I'm hearing that you're having a hard time finding anybody who will take this seriously and act based on fairness. Is that right? Okay. Well, now, you know, the first thing I would have said, had we not even gone into anything, I would have said, have you gone to the HR department? But you already volunteered. You said, I tried going to the HR manager. Is that correct?
Yeah, HR relations, yeah.
Uh-huh. And what was the actual response that they said to you?
Well, it's mostly by email. So they said they're going to get to the, you know, help me as much as like they can. But so far, it just seems like it's very, I don't know, like there's nothing done about them. But then, like you said, like the responsible person who's also heard it, yeah, there's mm-hmm. this one girl who's also new, and she heard it, and lots of other people, too. So they just pretty much, like, they just kind of brush it off. Like, they know they heard it, and then it's just making everybody feel so uncomfortable and so, I just don't know what to do about it or anywhere.
Well, I know that there is a shortage of workers And some people have done exactly what you've already described. They've resigned and gone someplace else where there's not such bullying or what I can call verbal abuse. But the other is some people will say, well, and this is what, you know, you'll periodically have as a response is, well, that's just one person's side. One person will do this, and then they won't. It's like they don't have the other. They'll say they're just two sides to every story. I mean, these are some classic responses. But the point is, that's why I was suggesting, if you had the ability to record what you're hearing, and I understand you don't know when this is going to happen, I'm assuming, unless you think it's always at a certain time of the day. But do you have any ability to kind of keep a recorder going?
Well, I guess, like, before they said, like, the trainers told us that it's okay, it's good, it's no problem for us to have a music on or like podcast on. That's no big deal. That's fine to work that place. But now somehow there's another, like somebody was saying, I'm not sure, like if it's, they don't want us to have it anymore, like no music.
Mm-hmm.
So,
and I'm not talking about music. I'm talking about you just putting on the record feature on a recorder. So that when down the road, you know, when all of a sudden this starts, because you said it's through the ventilation system, part of the problem that some people think, well, I don't have any proof. Yeah, you know, so-and-so said this, but where is the proof? And and the point is, I'm trying to think ahead. If I were HR, I would love to have any specific instance where the trash talk, the profanity, you said there's foul language, and it's talking about a lot of different people. It's not just you, but
mostly it's me. Yeah, they single me out. And like you were saying with the recorder, so now
hold on just a minute. I'm gonna give you a suggestion when we come back.
Do you want to become a better people helper? Maybe you have loved ones, friends, or acquaintances facing difficult challenges. You want to help, but you just don't know what to do or how to give them the support they need. The Lifeline to Hope self-study course is designed for people like you. This is a 10-session video course on biblical caregiving that will equip you to become a better people helper. As you complete this course at your own pace, you'll learn how to provide effective care and support to others without being overwhelmed yourself. This comes from professional instruction with leading experts on biblical caregiving, effective listening, relationship skills, self-care, and more. God can use you to change lives. For a limited time, save 50% off the self-study with the coupon code HOPEINTHENIGHT. Learn more and order this course at LifelineToHope.org. That's LifelineToHope.org. Did you know that June Hunt has a new website? JuneHunt.org gives you a behind-the-scenes peek into June's life and ministry. You'll hear her personal story of an uncertain childhood and how, even as a young adult, she struggled with anger, unforgiveness, lying, and her identity. Perhaps in June's story, you'll hear your story and discover the same hope and help that has guided her. As June says, God does not waste the trials in our lives. Along with June's story, you can see what's new as we work to share this message of biblical hope and practical help in more places and in new ways to reach more people. Because there is hope, no matter the circumstances. Make JuneHunt.org your place to go for what's new at Hope for the Heart. And make it your place to go for biblical hope and practical help anytime, anywhere.
Welcome back to Hope in the Night. I'm Jeff Oliver, and we want to help you, and we want to help you help others. If you have questions about this topic or any number of topics, we have over 100 keys for living that will help you address what you're dealing with. And to call our customer support to get that help, to get the resources that would be beneficial to you, the number is 800-488-HOPE. Let me recommend to you the keys for living called Bullying, Bullied No More, and also Verbal and Emotional Abuse. That's called Victory Over the Power of Abuse. Call our customer support team at 800-488-HOPE. They're available Monday through Friday, 8 to 5 Central Time, and they can help you access the right resources. Their number again, 800-488-4673. Also, check out our website at hopefortheheart.org/store. There you can find the new updated Keys for Living, Lifeline to Hope online training, as well as June's many biblical resources and music CDs as well. And you can find that all at hopefortheheart.org/store. Let's return to our conversation now with Lydia.
Well, Lydia, what you described is really discouraging, because here you are in a hospital wanting to do your work, and what I'm hearing is at this relatively new job, now you're hearing trash talk about you and others too, but it's more like they're targeting you. But the issue is this: when I said, "How were you hearing this?" and you said, "It's through the hospital ventilation system." Very interesting, and that others can hear it, and you. So therefore, you're not seeing the person or the persons who are doing the bullying through this means of tearing you down, being negative toward you. I'm correct. You have no idea who they are. Is that correct?
That's correct, yes. Uh-huh. So that's okay. Why it is so much harder to get to the bottom. Like, all I want to do is just, like, you know, as Christians, we should be able to talk to people and to forgive, right? But they're not willing to, even though I think they're Christians, but they are not actually acting like one, and it's just like so opposite. Like, it's just,
well, the Bible says, "By their fruit you shall know them." You know who has bad fruit and who has good fruit, and it would be hard to imagine that there would be foul language, as you've described, and trash talk coming from Christians, because the Spirit of God typically, if he is truly living in the person, and that means you've received Jesus as your personal Lord and Savior, giving him control of your life. Well, when that happens, we are, the Bible says, sealed with the promised Holy Spirit. And what does he do? He changes us inside out. He literally produces within us the fruit of the Spirit: love, joy, peace, patience, kindness, etc. And so this is not sounding like, now people can call themselves Christians. Some people believe in the Christian creed, but that doesn't mean at all that it doesn't sound like these are true, authentic Christians. So don't assume that they are. Now, they need Christ, and that's positive. Now, I live in Texas. You live in Massachusetts. Is that correct?
Yeah. Uh-huh.
Okay. The reason I say that is there are certain, just for you to know and be aware, like there are websites that deal with, like, harassment law, Texas workplace. So in this case, you could look up in Google or whatever means, harassment law, Massachusetts workplace. And because you're wanting to determine, what do you do, what are protocols when there is a hostile workplace? Because, you see, that can be absolutely against the law. Likewise, there would be Massachusetts workplace harassment lawyers. And my point of that is, I have friends who are in the sheriff's department, and they have let me know that lawyers love harassment cases. In other words, where there's a hostile work environment, and that could be incredibly helpful for you to know what the law is, if there is an appropriate way for you to get a harassment lawyer. That's great. But what you want to do is get the proof on your, and I said recorder. Think about your cell phone. I'm assuming you have a cell phone. Is that correct?
Yes. Uh-huh.
Okay. Well, on your phone, typically there's something that says voice memo or voice recorder. And the point is that you just turn your phone on if you are hearing you being trashed. And I'm using that language because there is that term, trash talk, and it's really... it's very demoralizing, and that's why there are lawyers that really are clear about this. My understanding is that in general law, like Part 4, Title 1, there's a Chapter 265, Section 443A. This is dealing with the law in this way. So what you want, but every state has its own state laws. So Massachusetts law about harassment, you can actually look that up, meaning it's under Mass, as in Massachusetts.gov, Mass.gov, and it'll be Massachusetts law about harassment, quote, or it's also stalking or intentional infliction of emotional pain. You know, it'll cover several things, but the point is, this is harassment. And I can tell you that businesses don't like to have the negative publicity that they're, especially hospitals, are revered. Hospitals are, they do fabulous work. I mean, we all value what the hospital offers, all of us. And so for there to be this kind of continual activity, because you're not talking about a one-time event, you're talking about repetition. And so therefore, and sometimes lawyers, they will work pro bono, meaning you're not, that you don't have to pay them, but they want to get action. They care about issues that are wrong, and they feel, and some lawyers, depending on what firm they're in, they're required to do pro bono work. In other words, where the client is not charged. So, again, for you to just do a little, to do your own research, since you live in Massachusetts, again, it's mass.gov, and it's Massachusetts law about harassment. That's the lead language that is used. So, is there any reason you cannot go on and do a little research on this?
I mean, like, I can do the research, definitely.
Okay. I think that's where you can, because typically when you look up something like this, they can give steps of what to do. People have a tendency not to just write articles about something, but it's what do you do if there's a violation. Because if this is in the best interest of everyone, and I can tell you that it's amazing if you look at all of the scriptures about how we use our tongues and what is appropriate and what is inappropriate. In fact, I'm going to be very candid, I just today was told about by someone who is not a part of our ministry, Hope of the Heart, but who was concerned about inappropriate language that was used by a leader of another entity. I'm disappointed, but I can't let this go because of the position I'm in. Again, it's not our ministry, Hope for the Heart, but it's another entity. And so I'm going to need to do what I can, and I have the ability to make an issue of this because it's hurting the other employees. And in fact, I learned that some of these other employees are scared now of this leader. What I'm saying is there's a ramification, and so it is right. In fact, I'm going to compliment you. Lydia, it's right for you to say, what do I do? It's because, see, if we don't do anything, we let evil triumph. We let wrongdoing triumph. And the more that evil triumphs, not only does it impact everyone involved, it emboldens those who are being cruel, those who are using verbal abuse, those who are belittling of whatever they're saying that's not right in God's sight. And so I just really want to compliment you because it's important. Others have been affected, as you've said, and so it can be that the steps you're talking that you need to take can be the cause of change that is needed. But the good news is if you use your voice recorder on the phone or voice memo, then you will have the proof that, and you know, at times I'm on a board, and this is why I was approached. I'm on several boards, and so if a board member finds out, they don't want negative things happening, and not just reputation. They just don't want any responsible person doesn't want anything malicious going on at all. And so you can be a major help in the future.
Do you want to become a better people helper? Maybe you have loved ones, friends, or acquaintances facing difficult challenges. You want to help, but you just don't know what to do or how to give them the support they need. The Lifeline to Hope self-study course is designed for people like you. This is a 10-session video course on biblical caregiving that will equip you to become a better people helper. As you complete this course at your own pace, you'll learn how to provide effective care and support to others without being overwhelmed yourself. This comes from professional instruction with leading experts on biblical caregiving, effective listening, relationship skills, self-care, and more. God can use you to change lives. For a limited time, save 50% off the self-study with the coupon code HOPEINTHENIGHT. Learn more and order this course at lifelinetohope.org. That's lifelinetohope.org.
As we each solve the puzzle that is our life, we often have questions we can't answer. Usually, they're little nagging questions, but sometimes they're larger. So large, in fact, the answer or even the question itself can have life-changing consequences. June Hunt believes the best answers to these tough questions come from God Himself, and He's given us those answers in the Bible. For more than 20 years now, June has helped callers find these biblical answers and apply them to their lives. You can talk with June on her radio program, Hope in the Night, about an issue, a hurt, a relationship, or another concern in your life. Call 800-NIGHT-17. And remember, there are no hopeless situations, only people who have grown hopeless. There really are biblical solutions for all of life's struggles. Don't wait. Call now, 800-644-4817.
You're listening to Hope in the Night. We're a ministry of hope for the heart, offering God's truth for today's problems. And we exist because of your ongoing prayers and continued support. And we just want to thank you. If you have questions or concerns about the topic of bullying or verbal abuse, we have resources that will help you. You can call customer support at 800-488-HOPE. We have a Keys for Living called Verbal and Emotional Abuse, Victory Over the Power of Abuse. And customer support is available Monday through Friday, 8 to 5 Central Time, and can help you access the appropriate resources. The number, again, is 800-488-4673. Well, you know, grief can be difficult to handle in the ongoing situation with the pandemic and all the after effects of that, and has only intensified the painful realities that many have experienced. We've had waves of grief all over the world as people have lost loved ones, jobs, financial security, even a sense of what is what we know as normal life and well-being. Well, we have a resource, a time that will help you to address that. It's a live stream symposium. It's going on Wednesday, June 16th from 7 to 9 p.m. We'd like you to go and sign up for that. And here's how you do it, hopefortheheart.org/events, hopefortheheart.org/events. You can join our own June Hunt and Dr. Eric Scalise, who is a part of our ministry as well at Hope for the Heart, and they will be talking about this. It's really a timely discussion of grief and loss. That's next week, June 16th, 7 to 9 p.m. We hope you'll join us. Again, that's hopefortheheart.org/events. All right, let's return to our caller now. And it's Lydia.
Well, I have a couple of comments, but one is a question. Lydia, are you required where certain, if all states have their different laws and requirements, are you a part of an association or a union? That for the medical, because you're at a hospital, are you a part of anything like that?
I don't think they have association is probably just lab control, but they didn't say anything about any of the unions or any of those.
Okay,
things,
okay.
So probably not.
Okay. Mm-hmm. Well, I'll tell you what. One thing I learned. And this is interesting language. It's like usually at the mention of the H word, that's the word harassment, there are people in positions of responsibility, they can't afford a harassment case. Publicity-wise, and it's expensive, et cetera. So what they often do is they pay off the employee with hush money to keep the employee quiet because they can't afford to have a harassment case against them, and they feel it's easier to pay the plaintiff off. I'm just letting you know that it's a hot topic today. In fact, I'll just say at our ministry, Hope for the Heart, our HR director had us all to watch a harassment video, and there were different times it was shown, and I was there when I don't know how many, maybe 12, 20 people were watching this, and it's just to sensitize us all, and I think that's a healthy thing to do. Now, what I'm saying is I can tell you that it is not a healthy environment, and you know that already, when there is trash talk about, whether it's about you or other employees, or, and you said that with the foul language, you said many people have left, and you said people have left left and right, meaning there are people who don't like what's going on. Well, if the board is aware of what's going on, usually boards are very sensitive to this. Now, the boards, people who are on boards, they're not there every day. They kind of are at a, you know, 30,000 feet level, and they're informed a lot of things about what's going on. But I can just say, I know situations where there's been information that is delivered to a board member because they feel the person being wronged believes that there would be a board member who would care and would take action. And I'm saying that because I remember being, I wasn't even on the board, but I was asked to intervene, and I found a way to do it by finding a board member who would take action. And I then later that board member asked me, can you get proof? I said, well, I don't have anything tangibly. Can you get proof? And I said, I think I can, and I did. And as a result of my turning over what was given to me, the leadership changed, and the person at the head was fired. And I'm not saying you're trying to fire people. You're just trying to help the workplace be a safe workplace for everyone, and that's what it should be. But what I'm saying is, sometimes if you're willing to literally, like if you get that recording and are able to give that to the right person, make a copy. Don't just give your only copy away, but make a copy of it. And why? Why would you do this? Well, first of all, it's Jesus who said the truth sets you free. Meaning he wants us to live with truth. And if truth sets us free, it's error that has us in bondage. It's that which is wrong that has us in bondage. So the people who are doing this, it is not to their benefit for themselves to continue on. And what that means is the Lord has a way of enabling us to communicate what is right, but we do it in a way that can be effective. And I want to ask, has this impacted you on a personal level in a negative way?
Yeah, more than once, I think. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Are you believing anything that is being said about you? Or not really?
Yeah, more than enough, I guess. Yeah. Mm.
Mm-hmm. So what are you tending to believe?
Oh, God, there's just so many. Like, I've been to so many counselors, like, just to finding out, like, what to do or how to forgive or how to, like, move on and, you know, things like that nature. But it hasn't really stuck to help in any positive ways. It just makes it worse. Because they just keep doing it, like, over and over, like every day, you know, every night. It's like just so much just torture. And even at homes and, you know, in public arena, on the buses, subways, everywhere, like I go, it's like people just follow me and say things, like, you know, I don't, that's why, like, I'm having such a hard time, you know, like,
Well, I'm gonna mention this. I know it is easy when you hear things to take them personally. I know about that myself, and you can be shocked when you hear certain things and they're not true. But let me ask this: do you think that this ever happened to Jesus, where people said things that were cruel about him?
Yeah, the Pharisees, like in the Bible, said called Jesus, like they said Satan, and as other people have said to me, like, you know, they Pharisee also, you know, said to Jesus that he is Satan. So
yeah, they said that, you know, he was Beelzebub, the prince of demons, and they, you know, he was like a drunkard and all these things. Now, the thing is, the Bible says that if they, this is Jesus saying, if they persecute me, they will persecute you also. If they hate me, they will hate you also. If they persecute me, they will persecute you also. And so, it's vital. Now, do you think Jesus was guilty of all these things that they said?
No.
No, of course not.
He is perfect.
Okay, so, but what we're hearing from Jesus, but if you follow him, if you're a follower of his, you need to expect to be spoken negatively about. Now, that's not a joy. It hurts. I mean, I'm identifying with you. What happened?
Yeah, like there was this quote by Samuel Moffett, I think, on Christianity Asia, and he quoted like saying, like, you know, physical pain back in the days of apostles is so much easier, even in China, like, you know, all those physical pains. But the personal, like, you know, those political persecution or repressions are so much harder. It's like, oh, my God, that is so true right now. It's just like you don't know what to do. It's like, it's just like, oh, God.
Well, there was a time, there have been several times when I've been attacked where it's like I would be stunned because I knew it wasn't true what was being said, but I would look for any kernel of truth. Is there anything, but, you know, okay, but there's something I want to share with you, and it was something that in the scripture that I was kind of stunned about in a positive way. What did Jesus do? When he was attacked, this is in Hebrews, it said that he made no threats. Instead, he entrusted himself to him who judges justly. He entrusted himself to him who judges justly. And I say that because at times, that's exactly what I have needed to do. Because I know in the end, the passage is Hebrews 10:36. It's one of my favorite passages. You need to persevere. And I'm saying that to you personally, sweetheart, Lydia. You need to persevere so that when you have done the will of God, you will receive what he has promised. And this is, he will give you his peace that passes all understanding, because in the end, he wins.
We will send some resources to tonight's caller. We do that free of charge. That's because of your generous support of this ministry. We are listener-supported ministry here, and we appreciate your participation in that with us. We have Keys for Living called Verbal and Emotional Abuse Victory Over the Power of Abuse, and also Bullying, Bullied No More. You may order those resources for yourself at 800-488-HOPE. That's anytime Monday through Friday, 8 to 5 Central Time. And our materials and past programs are available at hopefortheheart.org. You can also check out past programs at our broadcast app. It is called Hope for the Heart, and that's a free download. Until next time, for June Hunt, I'm Jeff Oliver saying you hang on to hope.